Hello everybody. Today we are talking to Dr. Schwarz about one of very, very popular resident permit. You know that Schwarz Schoner has been providing legal services in a field of immigration law for last few years. So I'm going to ask about some kind of resident permit. They call it resident permit without work permission, and to compare it with student resident permit. Hello, Dr. Schwarz. Thank you for taking part in our interview. Is there such thing, Niederlassung ohne Arbeitstätigkeit, or something like this?
Thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about that. Well, yes, there is a residence permit, which is called residence permit without work permit, which basically gives the applicant, the holder of the permit, the right to stay in Austria.
Okay.
But the applicant has no right to work in Austria. This means all the money they have, he or she, or the family spends, has to come from other sources. This permit is granted only if you can demonstrate that you have sufficient income, which is from sources other than work in Austria. Which makes it sometimes difficult for people who do not have this income.
Okay.
So basically, you cannot work neither as an employee, nor can you run your own business. The only kind of thing you can do in Austria is act as a passive investor, means buy shares in an Austrian company, buy whatever financial products, and sit there and wait and hope that interests and dividends are paid to you.
Okay, so the people who are just taking, to apply for this kind of resident permit, they can invest in Austria, but they cannot work as an active worker.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, good.
And the investment as such might be limited. Real estate investment might not be so easy in general.
Okay, why is that?
There's restrictions that foreigners, meaning people which are not EC citizens, cannot buy real estate in Austria without the permission.
Okay.
There is some exceptions for Iranians, but in general, you would need a permit if you want to buy a piece of land, an apartment, or a house in Austria.
Okay, just for here, maybe it's just unrelated, but because there are lots of questions about that. Iranian could buy properties here with some conditions. Could you please just...
So the general rule is a foreigner needs a permit to buy real estate in Austria. For Iranians, there's a special rule based on an old treaty between Austria and Iran, which says an Iranian who is self-employed, an Iranian business person, can buy real estate in Austria.
Okay.
Generally, the authorities tend to handle this as meaning when the Iranian also lives in Austria. That's a bit unclear, but the idea is that Iranian self-employed people can buy real estate.
I see. And this is because of some kind of convention going back to the time?
There was and still is a treaty between Austria and the then Kingdom of Iran. This was entered into in the 1960s.
Okay. So an Iranian could invest on properties. It's kind of with some conditions, but in general, we understand that with this kind of resident permit, they are not allowed to work.
Yes.
Okay. And the documents, as you've mentioned, are the funds?
Well, the requirements, so to say, the main obstacle is only a limited number of permits are granted every year. And this is about 530, 560. The number changes every year. The government sets this amount. And when you apply for this type of permit, you get it on a first come, first serve basis. That says you have to be among the 530 first applicants, otherwise you will not get it. So this is to a certain extent a game of chance.
I see. But some people who are applying from the countries like Arab countries, for example, in Dubai, have you had any experience that their chances are better?
Well, the thing is, people have to book an appointment with the embassy. And in countries where there are not many people applying for this, like some of the Arab countries, the chance that you get an early appointment and consequently also you get a permit are much higher.
Okay.
In other countries, it's much more difficult.
They should go to embassy on 2nd of the January, okay? Yes. Or 1st of January, okay? Second. Let's say 2nd, yeah. Yes, because 1st is closed.
Okay. First is a holiday.
Yeah. Yes, it's a holiday. But the question is, does it take time after that to get the answer? How long normally?
Well, that's a difficult question. Theoretically, the authority should give you an answer within 6 months. However, this never happens. Mm-hmm. We have experienced that this at least takes a year. In some cases, it even took more than a year and a half. We are in some cases like at more or less 2 years or so.
I see.
So the authorities are very strict and very difficult with this.
I see.
They tend to ask for a lot of documents, maybe to make it more difficult for the applicant.
I understand. So would you recommend something instead? Like, you know that some private universities, partners of ours, they even suggest some courses to improve your language, like your English or German, and then you can study business courses here. Which one is better? I mean, for someone who wants to come earlier, to work.
Yes, I understand. If you qualify for the university, mm-hmm. and if you want to study, the student residence permit is certainly the easier way.
Okay.
In general, there's a rule that the authority should decide within 3 months mm-hmm. on the application for a student residence permit. This is also not strictly applied, but more or less. So our experience that when you file for a student residence permit, you get an answer within 4 or 5 months, if there is no specific problem. In particular, when you apply with a private university, the authority is not too strict. This would be our experience. But in any case, it only makes sense if you really want to study. The thing is, the permit is issued for 1 year only. Mm-hmm. And after this year, you have to file for a renewal. And the renewal will only be granted if you can show some minimum success at your studies.
Okay.
So if you just apply for it and then sit here and don't do anything, it will not be renewed.
Okay, I understand. So the both resident permits are only for 1 year. And
yes.
at the end of the year, they have to apply again for
yes.
The renewal. And but in student resident permit, they're allowed to work also like 20 hours.
The rule is a student is allowed to work without any additional requirements. Part-time up to 20 hours, as long as this does not make a problem for his studies. So, but if the person studied enough so that they can renew the residence permit, it showed that this was enough. If the student may even work more, but then you need an additional permit from the labor market authority.
Okay.
I mean, we would not recommend this because the student should actually also study, otherwise the student wouldn't get the points for the renewal.
True. Okay. But this, there is possibility. If someone is really successful in the studies and he wants to work more,
yes,
he can
yes,
get the permission.
Is possible.
This is possible. Okay. And in the question is, some people say, okay, the other one is resident permit. This is some kind of official title for the students. They are different because that one reaches to citizenship after 6 or 10 years, but the student resident permit never reaches to that point. What do you think? Is that correct? Because I think...
Well, if you have a student residence permit, it will always be renewed as long as you study successfully.
Okay.
After this, you can stay in Austria for 1 year to look for a job. Then you get a so-called Rot card for looking for a job. And then if you find a job, the requirements are even lower than when you start with a Rot card and you come from outside, from a foreign country.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives you an easier entrance to the labor market after having studied. And the question, have you the right to get a citizenship, is unrelated. Basically, it's like this. There's a lot of complicated rules, but it all comes down to when you have been living in Austria legally for minimum 6 years, and you have shown some positive signs of integration, and you have made a German test of a certain level, then citizenship should be granted to you.
Okay.
So the student permit makes it in certain cases maybe more difficult, but when you go for the 6 year rule, 6 year plus German test is the same as with the residence permit without work permit.
Aha, okay. And when we compare these two, I mean, for people who want to could come to work, to study, and to live here, especially for the younger ones. I mean, younger than 40. What would you recommend? Which kind of resident permit do you think is more doable?
Well, the student permit is definitely easier because there is no restricted number. For the student permit, you have to show that you have the money to live in Austria, mm-hmm. to pay for your apartment, to pay for whatever you need. The same requirement is for the residence permit without work permit, but there you have to show twice as much money. So if money is an issue, student permit is easier.
Easier, I understand.
Well, and in the long run, the question is, what do you actually want to do without working in Austria?
I guess that people are really coming here and they cannot always bring money from their country to here. They would like to work and invest or they look for the job. I think with the type of resident permit, which is not allowed to work, so it's very difficult to...
In the long run, I don't know what these people will do here.
Yes.
They might get bored.
Yes. Yes, this is true. So which kind of universities do you recommend? Because I was told that the University of Vienna is cheaper, but it's very difficult to apply, especially for some people from countries like Iran, because Iranians are supposed to know some German language.
You need a German test to be even accepted at university.
Okay. And what are the other requirements? Like,
there is all... Well, you have to... Basically, the first requirement is you have to demonstrate that what you want to study in Austria, you could also study at home, or you have already studied. Mm-hmm. So there is some minimum requirements on the academic level. Things might be easier on private universities. There is a lower entrance barriers. In particular, some private universities also offer language course as part of the study program. So they do not ask you that you have at least a whatever certificate in English, but you can come with a very little knowledge of English, and the whole course starts with teaching English.
Uh-huh. So, and the last question, are families allowed to come in both resident permits? I mean, which risk is higher?
When you have a resident permit as a student, and you demonstrate that you have enough money, the family can come, no specific problem.
Okay.
When you want to have a residence permit without work permit, also the other family members need a place in this restricted number. So we several times saw the unfortunate situation, like one or two of the family members would get the permit and the others would not get it because the number has already been exhausted.
I see.
So this is like an additional, the more people you want to apply for, the more it becomes like a lottery game.
I see. So there is always risk that the family members or maybe one or two of them drops out?
Exactly, yeah. Well, as a student, you have a right to bring your family as long as you have enough money to support them, whatever the requirement.
Okay, so you can see that the risk of a student resident permit, at least for the family, is much lower. And the question is if the children of the student could study here for free like the other students, pupils.
Well, if kids live in Austria, they have a statutory obligation to go to school, which is generally free. And when they go to school here, they can also go to university here, with also the state university, which is rather cheap.
I see. Okay. So you can see, you can compare it yourself, which one suits to you best. We cannot tell you. You know your conditions and situations and your goal better than us, but as I understand, in general, the resident permit for students give at least less risk and
definitely
better.
The risk is lower in applying for the student permit,
and
provided
they
that you qualify, that you get accepted to an Austrian university.
Yes, but if you are qualified, yes. If you are accepted, can you switch it again to the other one, the resident permit without work permission? For example, the student comes here, they're studying, then they decide to switch it to another resident permit. Is that also possible?
Yes, you can. Again, you would have to find a place in this limited number of applications, but it might be easier to get this when you're in Austria, because then you can go to an Austrian authority and not to the embassy where there's many other applicants.
I understand. So it even helps you?
Yeah, if you have a, like if you come here as a student,
yes,
and you want to renew your permit, you can also try to renew this as an applicant for the residence permit without work permit. But still, I would recommend to study enough so that you get the points that you in any case can renew it as a student. And so if you, so to say, lose the game of chance, then you still can stay in Austria.
Yes, this is true. For example, for the Chinese applicant, they ask us, I would suggest that because Chinese embassy in the 2nd of January is full of the applicants, yes, who wants to come here. But if they come here as a student, even if they don't want to study or continue, if they see, okay, the lessons are difficult, there's always chance to switch it to Niederlassung, to this resident permit again.
There is a chance, yes.
Yes, there is a chance. Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It was very, very nice talking to you.
Interesting to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you everybody for listening to us.